My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a right.
It sounds like I just didn't even say that much, but like when you hear what I'm actually doing, that's not obvious. You're gonna really the levels to it.
I'm just gonna say this already got off to an amazing start because John Daly is the first person ever to correctly identify your tattoo.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone thinks it's H. Salt Fish and Chips.
Wait, or like Bill Murray from Life Aquatic.
That's a cool tattoo too, I guess.
Yeah. Richard Mulligan.
Richard Mulligan.
Empty
Richard
nest.
Mulligan. Wait, who's Richard Mulligan? Oh, he's the white-haired guy on sitcom.
I know. Yeah. I always think Richard Mull.
Yeah. Oh, that's no, he's the bald guy on sitcom.
He was on Empty Nest, Richard Mulligan, with like Christy McNichol and then another lady.
Right, the worst fake show.
Yeah.
They have platypus just crossed the street. Probably just a squirrel, but it was so low and flat.
Was it a platypus or... Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I actually, before we start, John, I don't know if you know this, but people have been talking about the podcast.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's been really like a popular topic of conversation, and I've actually overheard people talking about it in the park, at parties, in the park, parties in the park. So, here we... fucking go. People have been saying that we, and this is crazy, are the Marx Brothers of podcasting, but we're not acting in movies like Duck Soup. We're bypassing right turns by driving in left-turning loops. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Two Johns Don't Make a Right, the podcast where we drive around Hollywood with a guest, and we never turn right. We take all the hard turns, and those are the left turns. And that's it. That's the intro.
And who wrote that intro?
Ladies and gentlemen, this intro was sent in by Mr. Harry Harrison Walliner.
Woo!
And it's really good.
Harry?
Should we always have Harry write them so that's how we shout him out and we don't have to forget, you know, we forgot once.
Let's put this fucking guy to work.
Yeah.
Wait, did he send his in after he heard I sent mine in?
Probably.
1 week ahead and he's like, oh, you can do that? So now he's trying to get his heat back.
Well, I shouted, Kevin, you sent one in and it was really brilliant.
First of all, who is this disembodied voice?
Yeah, cue me up right. Do my intro that is mandated in my contract.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kevin Sesha from...
The Great North.
The Great North.
The great former boxer, current writer on The Great North.
Wait, you're a boxer?
I mean, there are levels to it, but yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of street fights and one amateur underground boxing fight.
Wait, what do you mean street fights?
Like growing up, like getting into, you know, dumb...
You're a fighter, huh?
I was always in a fight with Tall John as a tag team fight.
Yes, as a tag team fight.
Yeah, I did not start fights. I mean, I did sometimes, but not...
He's from Jersey. People just fight all the time.
No, Jersey's nice.
No.
No, did you not, like, have fights in your high school growing up?
I had, I had a kid in fifth grade. His name was Matt Frederick, and he tried to fight me, and he made me trip. He tripped me, and he went, karate move time! And everyone was like, yeah! And I was like, you didn't fucking beat me, dude. All right, well, I guess the fight's over. And I was bummed. And then
I wish I was on his podcast right now.
And then I played hockey. I know, right? Wouldn't it be better? And then I played, bullies are more interesting. Then I played hockey and I would get into like what ended up being 1 to 2 second fights.
Right.
You know,
hockey fights
fuck you,
are great.
Dude. Fuck you, dude.
That's awesome. Like, do you drop the gloves and pull the jersey and stuff?
No, because people's have cages over their face. It's like amateur hockey, so if you punch that, you just hurt yourself. So you just keep the gloves on, and or you could throw one glove off is the fantasy. Grab someone's cage and punch them. But
so you're literally rattling guys' cages.
I'm not. Yeah, you're rattling the cages. Yeah,
I like it.
I was talking to my friend.
Rattling their cages. What's that?
Was it Tony Kameen?
No, that was Joel Smith. I just honked at him.
I saw Tony Kameen on this street 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, shout out to Tony Kameen, a never listener.
It's
never
not Tony Canice. That's it. That's
Tony
his Kameen, line.
Not Tony Kanice.
Yeah.
Kevin is being modest, though. I saw him in an actual bout at a boxing ring. What was the name of it?
The Wild Card Boxing Club, yeah. Owned by Freddie Roach, world-class trainer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Of Fanny Pack era.
And I watched him fight there, and on that same card...
Did you say in the Fanny Pack era?
Oh, I know, and Manny Pacquiao trainer.
Oh, Manny Pacquiao trainer. I thought
which, of course, took
Fanny
place
Pack era.
In the Fanny Pack era as well.
Manny Pacquiao. Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao, really cool guy. Anyway.
But on that later fight on that same night, they announced, coming up next, so-and-so versus Sam Simon. And I joked to myself and my friends, like, oh, yeah, the Simpsons guy. But it was the Simpsons guy. Fucking Sam Simon gets out there, the late, great Sam Simon.
May he rest.
He fought. Well, too, he was getting lit up and, like, kind of got his bell rung.
Yes.
It almost turned his back, but then didn't quit, and then ended up walking the guy down and coming back.
Yeah, he won. And then I got a call from my then bosses at the WB Network, so I had to go out to the parking lot to take it. And there was Sam Simon by himself after winning that fight, smoking and drinking a Budweiser.
Wow.
So I was like, that guy,
great. Living the life.
A man's man.
Great, yeah.
And who also fought on that card was, I forget the character actor's name, but he was Jacob from Lost.
Oh, wow.
Like, he was like the deity, the god, or whatever, the blonde guy opposite Titus Welliver, not him, but the other guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys, we're passing GoTo Talent Agency. I don't know if you know anyone who's with GoTo.
GTA.
Right across the street there, GTA.
Oh, wow.
That's Kevin's.
GoTo Talent.
They owe me a couple calls. I'm not going to lie. I'm not actually supposed to be this close
they
to their building.
They owe me an email.
Yeah.
We're in Burbank. We're turning left on Magnolia, and we're about to pass my favorite auto repair store, A1 Auto Repair, the best guy in the business. Andre owns it. He's a UCLA dad, according to a sticker on his car. And
is he a giant?
He will not rip you off. It's hard for me to say because I'm so tall.
That's true. You're a giant. We're passing Halloween Town costumes. What? By the way, we're in Burbank. I think that's okay.
Yeah. Now, as a long-time listener, you've given others this courtesy, John. You have no concerns about doxing me, I noticed. You're pointing out the garage.
Yeah,
right,
but we're so far from your house on Ontario Street.
That's a good point.
Let's cut that out, obviously, Nolan.
No, leave that in.
You don't care? Okay.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
You don't get too many people breaking into the lion's den at the zoo. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about anyone coming by.
So, let me just, like, Kevin, when you're boxing, are you, like... What's the red zone? Like, do you go into the red and freak out? Because that's what... I would, like, go into the red zone and spaz out on... Like, if I was fighting as a kid...
Yeah.
It would be, like, a weird thing where we were just, like... It wouldn't be, like, out of, like, rage or passion. It would be like, okay, well, we should do a thing where we all fight. Okay, yeah, good idea. Let's try a thing where we all get in a fight. And I would just spaz out. So is there any point where somebody, you can just see it in their eyes that they're fucking pissed and they're going to try to hurt you?
I mean, some guys, yeah, they're always those hotheads. But I think fighting effectively, you don't want to do that. Like, you want to breathe and maintain your cool.
Yeah, of course.
And have it be reflex. Otherwise, you're just going to blow up and, you know,
like go full
spend
chimp.
All your energy. Exactly. Yeah, and then you're done in 40 seconds.
I think that's what I would do.
You go full chimp and tear the balls off and go for the eyeballs?
Just hurling feces at their corpses?
I assume, yeah. I mean, I don't fight, but I'm just guessing that's what would happen.
We came close that night.
We did. Yeah. There was one night we were at a famous person's house that we used to know, and... There were a couple other famous people. I'll just name them all.
I think maybe name the shitty one who is not reformed, and don't name the name of the woman who has turned her life around.
Okay.
It seems cool.
So it was Edward Furlong from Terminator 2. And this is kind of at the height of his fame.
Yeah.
And he and his girlfriend at the time were just very impolite and crass. And they were, like, smoking in the house and putting out their cigarettes on the hardwood floors. And
going through the purses, like, in the bedroom where they had the coats in it.
Yeah.
And
there was, like, four of them. It wasn't just the two of them. There was the couple and then, like, two other dudes. And then the hostess asked Kevin and I to ask them to leave. So we did. And they kind of put up a stink. And do you remember what exactly they said? Because I remember what you said in response.
I don't remember. I think they said something like, we're joking, and then I was like, yeah, I'm joking too.
No, you said it a little more serious than that. You're like, well, what if we just went outside and fight? And you're like, yeah, what if we did? Like, whoa, I'm joking. Like, yeah, I'm joking too. And it was like an escalation.
Oh, okay. Really? With Eddie Furlong? Yeah.
It was his goon.
His
really.
Goon was his talking goon! To me. Furlong,
the red haired kid that goes to the ATM.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goes to the ATM, man. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Wow. With the jean jacket. Cool.
The T-800 was there.
You
that
stood
was
up.
Weird.
You stood up for yourself. That's
but it
great.
Was one of those nights where it was like you kind of like feel like the adrenaline going through you. Like, oh, I think I'm gonna fight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there was a nice, like, I remember the somebody or an emissary of the hostess or the hostess came and found us, and we were, it's a huge mansion, and it was like, go handle this, and we're like, okay. So then the walk towards it, where, like, the word is spreading, and people are listening, yeah. and, like, oh, they're going to go throw them out. It was like, that was a nice, God. Fun, like, walking to the ring feel.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I prided myself on that exchange for a long time, where I was like, yeah, man, just my energy that I brought, like, my intensity, they didn't want it. And then and then at some point it occurred to me, oh, I had a 9-foot-tall man standing behind me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tall John doesn't need to fight. Maybe he doesn't even need to... Nobody wants to go there with him.
I had a Bond villain henchman next to me. And
seriously, just like, have to do is kind of look serious, John, and you're going to fucking... Yeah, nobody's going to...
We've talked about it before
Kevin.
On the podcast. Like, I've broken up some fights that... you know, just because I'm tall, people have the excuse. Like, my theory is no one wants to fight, like, in a bar or whatever. And then they can both walk away saying, well, I would have kicked the guy's ass if that giant didn't get between us.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm kind of a hero.
Peacemaker. Restoring order in the land, just taking random punches. You know?
There was a kid named Seth Orban in my kindergarten, and he was, like, a psycho, like, one of these kids where it's, like, really disturbing, and you can, like, in retrospect, you're like, oh, that kid had real bad problems. But he came to my birthday party when I was, like, 5 years old and pulled my cat's tail.
Oh, man.
Picked my cat up and swung it around
his head. Whoa, fuck that. What a psycho.
And had to be exited from the party, you know, by the adults. And everyone was like, but, you know, we'd see him in school and be like, hey, normal, because you're a kid. You're like, okay, well, the totally insane, cruel thing you did. But I remember, but I remember wanting to fight him.
I can see that. That's horrific. Like, yeah. I'm riled up now.
I wanted to, but I was like, this is so, I'm so mad at you for what you did to my cat, but I couldn't put together, like, oh, I should punch you in the head, because I was 5.
Yeah.
Right.
Violence isn't the answer, but with animal cruelty, it's a little bit the answer.
It's a good answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, do you connect, do you go to, like, what's the hardest your bell has been rung? Let me just...
I will say, I have that answer ready to go. I was sparring at the wild card. And,
of course,
you know, you're kind of going easy. I had like a detached retina, so I was only doing like body sparring with the guy.
Okay.
And I was sparring with this guy, Eddie, who was like a legit heavyweight, but he wasn't going full out. You know, I'm not a heavyweight. I'm like 5'8". We were just kind of moving around the ring, doing body shot punches. And, you know, it starts amping up of like you hit him hard. He hits you hard back and forth. He hit me square in like the solar plexus where like. My body shut down. Like something primal kicked up in my brain of like, oh no, this is bad.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move it felt literally like an electric shock and I couldn't move for a second. And it just kind of really scares you. And then it kind of comes back. And I think he could see something was up and just kind of hung back and then kind of just started moving and like really didn't want to get hit again. But it was like worse than any, I've never had my bell rung.
Bad. In the chest.
In the head, you know, jaw shots, bare fist, nothing. But, like, this was a chest shot with, like, 12-ounce gloves. And it was, like, it was just, like, being electrocuted. And it was, like, a weird thing.
It was,
like, searing into death.
Maybe that's what it is, like electrocution.
Yeah, it was, like...
Starting your heart.
It was, like, something opened up of, like, a cauldron of demons. Like, something where you're, like, whatever that is, I gotta go the other way.
Right, right. Wow. Be careful out there. Yeah. Damn.
But you haven't boxed like that in a long time. Is that safe to say?
No, yeah. At a certain point, just like the wear and tear. Like, so I couldn't spar anymore because I couldn't take headshots because of the detached retina, then it was like, I don't need to take punches.
Right, because you were like 21 when I met you. You still look very young, but you're no longer young.
No.
You can't take a beating like that.
I got the heavy bags in the garage. I like punching the heavy bags. I don't, you know, the getting hit, that part is no longer for me.
Right.
You
know?
Right. So no more boxing.
No more boxing.
Okay. But what about jiu-jitsu, Brazilian?
I did do jiu-jitsu for a little while, and I had an incident with that. I feel like I'm coming across like the world's most brittle man.
No, like you're volunteering your body to do these things. That's not...
Yeah, no, I love jiu-jitsu and, because I enjoy watching it, and I did it for a couple of months. And a guy did a move on me that everyone I've told since was like, oh, there's no way he should have done that on you because you didn't know it was even a thing.
Right.
And then it was too late, where it's called a can opener. Oh, where basically he's pulling on my head and, like, something popped in my neck.
Oh, man.
And I remember going home and taking Advil did nothing. I had like some Vicodin left over, popped those, did nothing. Like tried a couple, like it was still intense pain with the, even with the Vicodin. And I went to the doctor and it was like, yeah, you have two herniated discs. You should never do jiu-jitsu again. Like you might need surgery, but well, let's see what happens in a couple of weeks. And yeah, I haven't gone back.
Did you sue the gym or the guy?
I didn't because
or both.
I think it's kind of, you know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the guy's name?
I don't. Some random guy.
That's, yeah, that's so the thing. It's some random dude, some piece of shit.
Yeah.
Permanently injures you. Yeah, that's, yeah, never, never do that.
I had gotten my first submission, like, a week before, though, which was really nice. Like, to have that feeling. At least I had, like, and it was a lot of fun to do while I was doing it, so.
Yeah.
It was a fun group. In the park.
Yeah. We're seeing a fun group of kids, probably back smoking their vapes.
We're passing the park on Magnolia near the 170 freeway where I believe they shot a lot of the Pee-wee Herman, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, him like riding his bike, you know.
Oh, wow. This park right here with the BMXers?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Wow. I thought that was real cool when I was a kid.
It was.
The BMX kids.
Guys,
cool.
I think I'm going to go on a limb. This is going to be your most listened to episode. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
America loves a mystery, right? They love the intrigue. Now, you open your app, you see like, oh, John Hamm's on. You know what you're going to get. You know who John Hamm is. A beautiful, charismatic man. You like Mad Men. He's going to tell Mad Men
story. I know where you're going.
Sarah Silverman. You know. Very funny lady. Very talented woman. You get it. You see Kevin Sesh. You don't even know what one of those words is. Kevin Sesh. Who the fuck is this? He could be an astrophysicist. He could be some unknown musician that you guys are bringing back to the spotlight. You know?
It has this brings that element that's very popular in podcasts, the mystery.
Yeah, the mystery element. Yeah. It hasn't really been tapped into as much in... That being said, a lot of people are going to tune out right around this moment right here.
But
when
what
they find
said,
out that I'm not bringing a lot.
Here's but if the thing. They keep listening, they could win $10.
That, oh my God, I forgot about the $10.
Guys, yeah, we got to do the $10 incentive. guys, Mandzukas, Walliner, my brother, please, please give us $10.
Oh, so the money is coming in. It's not going out.
Yeah, we need $10.
That's the mystery.
It's like a GoFundMe.
It's a sort of a... Here's a boxing gym over there. It says the word boxing on it.
Yeah.
So what do you do for exercise now? This is great. What do you do for exercise now, man?
I hit the heavy bag. I do...
You work out with Cool App sometimes, right?
Yeah, we'll do like... we have a trainer in Highland Park.
Remind me her name?
Kendra Smith.
Yes, she's great.
Great.
And her gym name is escaping me right now. Oh, no. I named the gym, and I feel like she gave me begrudging credit for it, but it's the Forge
gym. Ooh.
Forge gym.
You named that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It sounds like it's a bad name.
No, it's a great name.
It's a great name because you're forging your body, dude.
Sure, but if you say it too fast, it's like you're saying Forge gym.
Well, she had an interesting point.
Forge gym. Yeah, Forge
I had to sell gym. Her on
right.
it.
Ooh, that's rough, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she had
maybe
a point.
Maybe she was hesitant because she knows it sucks.
But she... So I like the connotation of Forge, like blacksmith. And then she had pointed out, like, well, I don't know, what about Forge, like forgery, or you're forging a check? And I was like, no, that's good, too, because it's like, in the beginning, you don't really have that confidence and the strength. You're, like, forging.
Right.
It's a forgery.
It's a great name.
You make it real.
It's a great name in print. Saying it is problematic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's a good way of thinking of your body, like, I am the blacksmith.
I'm going to forge this, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look at everything that isn't David and carve that out.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
Reborn in fire and bronze.
Yes. Da Vinci style.
Exactly.
Da Vinci style. Oh. Da Vinci style.
You
just carve everything off.
Like, airplane replica.
Speaking of Cool App, Kevin is the third member of my e-bike gang to be on our show. Cool App, Mary Elizabeth Ellis, and now Kevin.
That's right.
Wow.
Creeping Charlies.
Man, we got the Mary Elizabeth Ellis text game where we see...
A motorhome.
A motorhome, and the brand of the motorhome plus anal.
In front of it.
That was okay.
In front, you put anal in front of it.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I played
Mary Elizabeth's game was that, yeah, like it'll say like Frontier or something. So there'll be an anal frontier, for example.
Right.
Yeah. It always works. So try that at home and give us $10
and
for the chance to win $10. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've known Kevin a long time. I met him back when I met all those comedian friends at Largo.
Wait, did you a stand-up, too?
I was a stand-up for like 14 years, yeah.
Wow, I don't know that we ever did stand-up.
I was very good. You
he
would
may
have
stopped.
Had you.
I imagine.
He stopped by the time you got here, Daly. He's like, well, there's not room for both of us. I'll just stop.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall of like Daly's inbound, so get your shit together and get off the stage. not big enough. The boards aren't big enough for the both of us kind of deal.
People talk about how I knocked you out the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Not physically, but like emotionally, talent-wise, creatively. I had nothing left to say when I saw what you brought to the table.
It yeah, when
like,
you see me hop around and do I'm my done. Fucking grandma jokes. My grandma. Anyway, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey originally.
Right, right. What town?
Dirty Jersey.
It's called Vernon. It's known for, if it's known for anything, it should be known for me, birthing yeah. me. It infuriates me that there's a sign outside the town that commemorates, we had a snowboarder who got like a silver in the Olympics.
Oh my God.
But not even the gold. And he gets a plaque outside the town, so that's
wow.
Can I get awesome. Invited back to your high school? Springs.
Unbelievable. I got nothing.
Did they have, no, nothing?
No, they haven't done, I think, I had a book come out 10 years ago, and I think they put a little display in, like, the library.
It is such a good book.
That's great.
That you have not read yet.
I'm never gonna.
But my town is known for Action
Please
Park.
Please plug your book.
If you, okay, my book is Punching Tom Hanks. And it's comedic essays on how to beat up, like, a left-handed robot, Spider-Man, Batman, Tom Hanks, a gorilla with a nice haircut. Just anything you could hope to encounter.
Right.
It's a comedic tool for getting the better of them. And but my hometown, known for, if you're familiar with Action Park.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I watched a documentary on it. Seems
yeah.
like a horrible place where people get injured, and there was a loop-de-loop slide, right?
Yeah, that they put a mannequin in, and it came out in like 100 pieces. And
when Chris Gethard was in the documentary, did
he
you
was.
Watch that?
I did not, only because I lived it, so I was like,
you lived it, you didn't need to watch it.
I worked there for like 3 summers of my life, and
you yeah. worked there?
Yeah.
Wow.
In
I didn't
high
know
school.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a really cool dude right over
wow.
there.
Wow. Oh man, we got a cool dude. Oh
wait, where?
Shit.
Right here. Like.
Volkswagen.
Oh.
Jetta. What are those glasses
Oakley
called?
Blades? Rapper, Oakley Blade. Like, Oakley razor blades.
Wow. Yeah. Just cooling. Cooling in the valley.
And so how did you guys meet Daly? If it wasn't through stand-up, was it just through mutual friends?
Did we
friends?
Meet through stand-up? I don't know. I don't
Maybe
know.
Through Cool Up and those videos that you guys used to do. The
Yeah.
I think I came by one of them maybe once when you were shooting it.
Okay. Okay.
But I maybe
shooting what?
It was,
which
it was a video Cool Up was in. It was like making fun of douchebags. I'm blanking on the I should have more than that.
Ed Hardy Boys?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Isn't
cool.
Cool Up in one of those?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I
awesome.
Became aware of you around then, or maybe I knew of you peripherally before then. And then
she's in Ed Hardy Boys 2.
Yes.
Which also features Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's great. He's great.
He is.
He is great.
Is he great?
Well, what's your opinion of rap rock, like in general?
This is John.
Me?
I'm asking both
Kevin.
Of you.
I'm not a big music guy, and in that I mean like I love listening to music, but I'm not like interested in it, and I'm not knowledgeable about it, and like even like my favorite band, if you were like. Name all the people in it. Like, I probably couldn't do it.
What is your favorite band?
Well, what is your favorite
band? I would say The Replacements.
Oh, nice.
Or like Bruce Springsteen.
That's a great
who,
favorite
you know.
Band. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. Kevin great and I band. Saw The Killers together a couple of times.
We did. I still love The
cool.
Killers.
They're great.
So you had like a...
People like what they like, but rap rock was never my number one thing.
I skipped it completely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I like rap. I like rock. Let's,
there you go.
You know, let's leave it like that.
Right.
Like, except for, you know what? Yeah, when Run DMC and Aerosmith, right?
Yeah, that was
and
great.
When,
yeah.
when, like, Public Enemy and Anthrax
yes.
got together in the 90s and kind of did it again, I was actually
it's fun,
into some of that.
It's fun for a burst, but not for an entire album.
There was yeah. a full, like, Judgment Night, too, that movie. I think there was a whole collaboration. It was
oh,
like
yeah.
Biohazard
Judgment
and Onyx.
Judgment Night
thing,
soundtrack
and
is all. Yeah.
Yeah, all these collabs, and some of them were really fun, it felt like.
Back to Eddie Furlong.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
alive. He's alive, right? He didn't die.
He's alive and doesn't seem to be doing too great and doesn't seem to be too good of a guy. So that's why I don't feel bad about
it's
mentioning
amazing
him.
How, it's amazing how some actors and stuff are just criminals.
Yeah. Just
they just
fully...
come here and they get money and then they're like, let's steal shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was odd, but it was a fun night. And then, you know, John and I have been pals ever since.
That's cool.
Yes. I mean, we were pals before that.
Yeah. But now we're brothers in fisticuffs. You know, we're...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Kevin, I'm sure you've been thinking about this for over a year. What is your favorite drive? We ask every guest this. What is your favorite drive in LA?
My favorite drive, driving this guy crazy.
Oh my God.
Am I right?
Took it out of his pocket.
Wow.
Perfecto.
Episode one, I was like, here's what I'm going to say. I'm into those bright lights.
Man.
Driving across LA.
I'm locked and loaded.
I'm not a big driver either. I drive a pickup truck, as you saw. Like a pickup truck, I feel like, is just like the most fun way to drive. You're just kind of tooling around. It's not a lot of pressure. You can have like a dinged up old pickup truck and it looks good. Whereas like if you have a dinged up car, that's kind of shitty.
You're a dirtbag. Yeah, yeah, you look like you're a worker, like you're getting stuff done if you have some dents in your pickup.
Yeah, there's no problem. But I like, you know, like tooling around the valley, I will say, because you see lots of old buildings and like relics from like the 70s where you can, you know, time shift by the decade on any given block. And it's always exciting.
Anonymously go by some high schools, right?
Yeah. I mean,
by some high schools.
Was that the old Sportsman's Lodge? Let's
check out some girls.
No, the Sportsman's Lodge was down closer to Ventura.
That
Ventura.
Kind of fun.
Do you guys say Ventura or Ventura? I say Ventura.
Ventura.
But just
Ventura.
Now I said Ventura.
Ventura, isn't it Ventura?
Yeah. I mean, I just follow Tom
Petty.
Like
Venture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ventura.
Tom?
Tommy? That impression's too good.
Whoa. Where did John go?
Shot a lot of Kroll Show at Sportsman's Lodge. Also, many murders. There's like a murder history there.
Really?
A couple rooms.
And they used to have boxing.
They did?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
At the Sportsman's Lodge?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like absolutely.
Pro boxing? Or like
low level. Like a guy who's 7-1 versus maybe some local hotshot. You know, not like top tier, but like club fights, what they call.
So... what's up with Jake Paul? Is he a good boxer or?
He is not a good boxer, and but he sort of
he'll kick his ass.
I don't think I would kick his ass. You know, he is what 24 and a multimillionaire who can afford to do nothing but train 24/7. And
right.
You know, he's an athletic dude, but he's not good by professional or even amateur standards.
Yeah.
But there was sort of a grudging respect that he'd earned in boxing because he was taking it seriously and fighting these, knocking out these, you know, undersized MMA fighters and people who are a little bit long in the tooth. And
he could, like, hang with them, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was beating them, and, you know, it makes sense because, like, they're not professional boxers, you know.
Are they taking one for the money or something? Is he paying them off?
They're not fixed, but, like, he's paying them very well, which is why they're willing to do it.
They're getting paid very well to...
Yeah, MMA is historically underpaid as a profession. But now his latest venture is he's fighting Mike Tyson, which is
oh really
horrifying.
Wait, I didn't know this
was announced yesterday.
Holy shit!
Mike Tyson is 57 years old. There's no way it's gonna be. It feels like I'm fine to see a circus fight, but this is like above and beyond.
So you're saying it's definitely Jake? Because I would say like Mike Tyson
is still a bulldog.
Still fucking. Hardcore.
He could still land a punch and knock him out, but I just don't think it should be happening at that age. He got knocked out twice 20 years ago, back to back brutally, and has done one exhibition since then with a much smaller fighter, and he looked okay, and that was even like 4 years ago. So I just feel like, and he's never a big heavyweight. He's like 5'10", 215.
He goes, you know, crazy and will get that look in his eye and bite your ear off.
Yeah. I mean, if he goes like prime Mike Psycho, that might be fun. But it just mostly makes me sad because he's someone who shouldn't need the money, you know, and
he shouldn't need the money. He got bled dry by Don King, right?
That's true. Yeah.
And yeah, that
took
sucks.
All of his pigeons.
But he's had this second life as like a fun comedic hero with The Hangover and his Adult Swim show, and it's just like just go fade away and make money, and like notorious for just like smoking weed all day on his podcast. And
is that right?
Yeah. So I don't know that he's going to be in the right mindset. And Jake Paul, for all his flaws as a human being and a fighter, takes it serious.
Focused, yeah.
Right. He's a scary guy, Jake Paul. We should give him our respect. He's probably going to be president. He's one of those guys that's like, oh, being president is one of the things I'll try, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? I've got the fame. That's all you need. And yeah.
I mean, we're looking right inside his head right now. So you really got him dialed in.
President Paul? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
Get used to the ring of that. President Paul.
So did you ever get hurt at Action Park, or you just kind of like, did you have any formative like sex? It seems like
a
sexy place for kids to go and like make out with each other behind some like brutal,
Lagoon.
Fucked up slide.
It was. It was like, you know, it was hot and it was like the 90s, which was like kind of the Wild West anyways in terms of like kids could do. in teens, and then you put it in New Jersey, and then you put it in Action Park. It was just like, it was like the Wild West. I mean, you're just, it's run by teenagers, and people are drinking, and people are like, you know, coming up from the city and getting into accidents. And yeah, so there was this thing called the Alpine Slide, which is like a concrete track that would go the side of a ski slope.
I've been on those. They're terrible. Yeah.
And if you veer one way or the other too quickly, like, you'll scrape your arm and rip off peels of flesh.
Yes.
And I saw people getting over the bottom with, like, ribbons of skin that they were holding. Ooh. Just ripped raw.
Oh, my God.
There was a wave pool where it's just, like, artificial waves. And if you don't know how to swim, so people would just go under and they'd have to be rescued. There were exposed wires. People got electrocuted. At the Alpine Slide also, it's like the rider has all the control. So if like a little kid goes down and gets scared and goes slow, and then an adult comes whipping around a corner and doesn't realize, they would just get knocked off. There was lots of just, antics and running around. I remember we found a keg.
Did you drink there?
I did.
Yeah.
I remember, not on the job most of the time because it was like really hard to come by. But then one night, a buddy was like behind one of the restaurants. He was like, "Hey, I found this keg. Let's take it to my house. We're gonna have like a party." And there's like four or five nerdy kids.
Keg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And somebody had like the tap for it, and it took a while to get it, and we had the tap arranged, and we tapped the keg, and we were drinking it for. It was the worst tasting beer I'd ever tasted. But you're a teenager, so you're kind of like, maybe this is okay or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then we find out about halfway through that like, it had already been tapped. It was like partially open. And he admitted it had been sitting in the sun behind the restaurant for like months before he was like, let's steal it.
It was getting all skunky and
horrible. And I don't know how we didn't all get sick. But
that's classic.
And there was like robberies and people would steal because like there would be these cubby holes at the bottom of the ride that wouldn't lock. And people would put their stuff in there, or like put their wallet in a towel and stick it in and go on the ride. And then so people that worked at the park would just come and take that stuff. And there were undercover security guards, but they were rumored to be. Yeah. And so it was just like a anarchy crazy zone of, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Kennywood in Pittsburgh as kids. Like, we'd go to Kennywood, and it was, but that was like a professional amusement park with like real roller coasters and stuff. But
yeah.
I love that it was just like this like patched together shitty place.
Everything was like gravity based. Like, we have this mountain, like, what can we do fast on the side of it without consulting any sort of engineers or anyone with any understanding of space and movement? It was crazy, but it was fun town to grow up in, I will say.
So we're on Magnolia and Fulton right now, and
heading east, if you must know.
Have yet to make a right.
Nice. This is just still Burbank, right?
This is NoHo.
NoHo. Here we go.
Here we go, ho. Might even be Sherman Oaks with Fulton. I don't know.
Damn.
Valley Village. There's so many little pockets.
Yeah.
Hard to keep up, but we are about to pass.
It's a real utopia.
The Foxfire from the movie Magnolia.
Great bar.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went, Kevin?
Maybe 4 years ago, but it looked the same. Saloon doors,
same.
Regulars, windbreaker, 70-year-old men sitting at the bar.
Yep. Yeah. I took I had a date, like an internet date one time, suggest that, and we met there.
How did that date go?
She's my wife. Her name is Christine. No.
Oh.
It was a terrible date.
Oh.
It was a terrible date.
Now, do you, on a bad date, would you, out of obligation, get, like, a second drink? Or you just, like, suck down the first and you're like, okay, let's wrap it up?
I don't, like, I might be trying to, it depends. It depends, yeah. It depends on if it's, like, what degree of bad it is, I think. But
right.
I've stuck in there for, I went on a date with this girl and she was, like, you know, she was, like, 30 or so, and we went to the Grove, weirdly. She was like, let's walk around the Grove. Like, I live right there. And I was like, okay,
it's like
sure.
A movie date, trying on floppy hats.
Yeah, exactly.
Holding hands, spinning around.
It's what we did with Todd Berry.
Throwing popcorn in each other's mouths.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a meet cute.
Yeah.
And
keychain with your name on it.
What? Yeah, she was just, she had a heavy vibe and just a really sad person. And then she was like,
oh, no.
So, yeah, do you want to come over? We'd have to kind of be quiet. And then she'd be like, she was like, Yeah. So anyway, I collaborate with my parents. Like, they're filmmakers and video makers from the 90s.
Okay.
So anyway, we collab, and, you know, I live with them, too. So I live with my parents.
Wow.
It's just, it took, like,
that's the collaboration.
The whole day to be like, I live with my parents.
We're collaborating on
collaborating on paying rent together, yeah, or whatever. Exactly, yeah. We're collaborating on space.
And who drank all the milk?
And so
there
that,
it is, Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
Firefox room we got.
Foxfire.
Foxfire room. Yeah, home of the terrible day. We're passing Valley Photo Service. This is, I like all the, like...
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. John just got a little horny.
Look at this post office castle.
A lovely woman just exited her Porsche.
A bodybuilding tattooed lady.
Now we know what your type is.
Someone that can make quick work of me.
John's eyes bulged out and hit the windshield and then went back into his
head. I might have said...
Ooga.
Exactly. Yeah.
Full of wooga. Hello, miss. So, Kevin, you have an Ernest Hemingway tattoo?
I do.
And what is... Who is he?
He is...
Who was he?
One of the greatest writers of all time who changed prose forever for the better. Author of The Sun Also Rises...
Yes. I crushed that in high school.
Do you have a copy of that book, Kevin?
I do have a goddamn first edition, of The Old Man in the Sea, I believe, right?
Oh,
The Old Man in the Sea, gifted to me by my pal Tall John over
That's
here.
That's me.
Shit. Nice.
You know, I didn't pay for it. It was found by a very famous actor named Paul Rudd in the basement of my old house.
Well, I got to put that on there when I sell it. It's not only a first edition, but Paul Rudd touched this book.
He unearthed it from a trunk.
Get that DNA swabbed, bro.
There's like a pizza sauce fingerprint. I guess he'd been eating a slice.
Wow.
And then...
so Ernest Hemingway.
Like a priceless, phenomenal book from my favorite author. John casually gave it to me, and that's why he's
that's
a good
so
guy.
That's so nice.
I'm a nice guy.
Very nice guy, yeah.
So Sun Also Rises, all I remember about that is it takes place in Spain, and they go to bullfights, and they called getting drunk, getting tight.
Yes.
Right? We got more and more tight.
People should bring that back.
Man, I was so tight last night. People are saying tight, but it means something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of that. Bullfights, drinking, boxing, and people talking shit about each other and falling in and out of love, and it's great.
Yeah.
He wrote a lot of great books, a lot of great short stories.
What's
also
your favorite? Sun Also Rises?
It might be, yeah.
Which one ends with, isn't it pretty to think so?
That is The Sun Also Rises.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Which is, at one point I was like, maybe I should get that phrase tattooed on me. But then, like, the protagonist is sort of impotent, shall we say? And I was like, maybe that's a weird curse if I put that on my body and then, like, jinx myself.
Right, you know? Right.
And then your ding-dong goes...
Yeah, exactly. I get up to pay the tattoo artist. It's like, oh, no, what the fuck?
So you put the super cool normal guy, Ernest Hemingway, on
it. I just put the picture of the man who wrote the famous line, yes. I do. I love his writing, but also, like, I also accept that he's kind of an idiot and a blowhard and, like, had this oversized view of himself and his accomplishments. And that just, I don't know, it just makes it even more charming to me. Like, I love likable idiots.
Yeah.
He is definitely that. Yeah,
he was like, he had an oversized, he was like Orson Welles.
Exactly.
Like, he was like, just like, I am a legend. Like, he started as a legend in his own mind.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, you listen to this podcast, you know, we'll stop if you want. If you want some, like, Menchie's Froyo.
I enjoyed Menchie's.
Or Taco Bell, we're passing Yum Yum Donuts.
Anything I enjoy, again, there's a lot of loose talk about who's the number one fan. You got your Mandzukas, you got your...
John's brother, Matt.
Yes, indeed.
Harry
Walliner is, he's tied with you as number one fan. It's a tie.
Well,
because both of them have sent in, and listeners, you should be sending in rhymes.
Yes.
Opening rhymes.
John
anything.
Will say them.
We'll say them, no matter what they are. Send in the biggest piece of shit.
Well,
no racial slurs.
Yeah.
No racial slurs. Jesus, of course.
You said anything. All right, we got to draw a line.
That's the first thing that pops into your mind, because someone's
going to try to... Gotcha.
No MAGA stuff. No pro-Hitler. You got to be neutral Hitler or anti-Hitler.
Yeah. People are saying you're the Hitler of podcasts.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you. The Hitler and Goebbels.
Every single, I listen to every single episode to completion. I will say the ones where I mentioned, there's that little ineffable extra razzle-dazzle.
Sure, right.
Maybe it's missing in the ones where you don't mention.
You feel seen.
We're looking to mention every single one of our fans.
Harry will get territorial if you try to challenge him as number one fan, so I just wouldn't if I were you.
I've run into him. We are co-workers.
You have to work together. Just keep it civil.
All we ever talk about is this podcast. I'll be dead serious. I'll see him at the table read. It's like, hey, you hear the new two Johns? I'm not even joking.
Oh, no, I believe it. Yeah.
He's someone who I think would go full chimp in a fight, like me.
Yeah. He would see red.
Yeah.
No, he said the only episode, he's been told he can only appear on the last episode.
Yeah, he's been told. I've been told I can only. Yeah, I mean, if he wants to, if he has something to promote, we'll put him on. Before.
He can promote the Great North, yeah.
Yeah, he can promote the Great North, absolutely.
Promote the Great North, dude.
What do you guys what do you guys think, a coffee? We could set whatever.
Whatever you want, you have to call it, though.
Yeah. Oh. Are you
Give me a verbal, give me a visual cue, though. Is there anything anyone else wants to?
Is there a hankering for anything?
I don't drink. I don't want any Thai food. We seem to be passing a lot of Thai food.
We're in the great area of NoHo, where... Oh, what's that crazy old sushi place everyone loves? Tokyo Delves or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Right up there.
I could do any kind of a pastry, coffee, baked good scenario. Or Menchie's.
Dave's Hot Chicken is right there.
Closer to my place is good.
Wait, what's Menchie's? How do you spell that?
Frozen yogurt. And
Yeah, very phonetically with an I-E at the end.
Wow. Very fun frozen yogurt. It's like every other frozen yogurt place you've been to.
But...
Only this
because it's
Menchie's.
In Burbank.
A blast.
You can still pour your own. Like, if you're on the other side of the hill, they're going to pour that or put the toppings on for you so you can't cough all over everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like getting in there and
you
getting my
put
hands
in your own.
Yes.
It's better to do it that way. It's
all
not
right.
Like.
Menchie's it is.
Small pie-sized pieces of Reese's peanut butter cups.
I need to measure. Like, some restaurant, remember, like, Fred 62 would be like. In the old days, they'd, put a toaster out at every table, and it's like, you toast your own toast. It's like, I don't need... You can do that. That's a judgment call. Do it any way you like it. But with yogurt, I want to do it.
I like toast your own toast because the toast they give you at diners is always just wet, and it's limp, you know? I want
really?
That. I feel like most diners, they're just, throwing toast in that toasting, you know, conveyor belt thing, and then it comes out, and...
Wait, are you going to Dampy's? Is that what you're talking about?
What's Dampy's?
Dampy's Diner.
Where everything's damp.
Oh, I'm going to Damp, yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Dampy's.
Take a second.
That's their specialty. It took a long time.
Someone graffitied the hedge and just wrote bark.
I'm slow today. What's up with my brain?
You did not do your normal drugs.
I know. I got to do the drugs.
Look at that. They just wrote bark in green paint on a hedge that's green.
What is that? Is that tree bark or dog bark?
I think dog bark.
Or is it park? No, it's bark.
Yeah, it's bark.
Wow. Maybe that's somebody's tag.
Yeah.
I write bark, yo.
Have you guys seen
If you bark, the hedge opens up. It's like Narnia and such.
Damn.
You guys have seen the stories about the abandoned skyscrapers downtown that have been completely tagged up?
Yeah. I have, and then you mentioned it last episode, actually, which I listened to yesterday.
Oh, well, then I shouldn't mention it this episode.
Space it out.
Wow.
No, what's going on with those? I think maybe you started the story, and I don't...
But no, I'd rather, they're spending, $4 million to clean them up, and it's like, come on, man, just give them to the homeless.
And so nobody's doing anything with them?
I guess there's a yogurt lane here, but we want Menchie's.
And there is a Menchie's, I will say.
I know where it is, on near Pass Avenue, near that Albertsons. Or near this Martin Final, I should say.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
The Hollywood Way and...
So what I want to do is turn left, okay.
We got a Burbank Airport flight coming in, hopefully not a Boeing 737. Stay away from, apparently, Boeing. Because every day, another piece of a Boeing jet is falling off into a parking lot. So.
Passing Salami Studios, audio-video post.
Oh,
I've never seen that.
Me
Salami.
Neither. Yeah, Salami's a good name for a studio.
My name is Tommy Salami. I got a post house. Come to my post house.
So a little peek behind the curtain for... The listeners, I didn't realize as a long-time listener only. So this is, we have been taping for 5.5 hours, and it's all edited down.
Yeah.
It's edited down to About 45 minutes?
Yeah, this is very much...
Yeah, we still have like 3 hours to go.
It's like a Stanley Kubrick production.
It's going by in a blur, but it's a fascinating...
And we're having Kevin do take after take of his lines.
Yeah, that's the hardest part of like, well, that's funny, but I didn't like emphasize this word, or can you hit this more...
Let's do it again, do it again.
Or like you said it to...
More mustache.
Spitting. Yeah.
More mustache, baby.
Too much mustache you're on that one.
So Kevin, you're rocking a mustache. Let's talk about that. How long has that been happening?
It's been, I would say, back... for a couple of years, and then prior to that, I would bring it around like every like a half a year, every year or so. And I think my friends have John used to hate it. Cool Up hated
it. No, I loved people, it the whole time.
Oh yeah, you did. Cool Up hated.
Cool Up would tease you.
Yeah,
I thought it was very Magnum PI.
Look, as an Asian man for years, I didn't think I could do it, and the world was against me. The world didn't want to see me try it and have some wispy little
that's
nothing.
It.
We have, I can't do a beard. I've got weird, like, monkey hairs that come out here.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Like, just, like, iron filings on a ham or something.
That's nice, though, because you don't have to, like, shave.
No, I still do, though, because it looks stupid. I mean, it's like a tuft that's like somebody threw acid on my face.
No, you have to shave, but not as hardcore.
Yeah. You're putting your back into it. You need, like, a spotter.
I have too much.
Yeah.
Too much stuff.
You have a team. I grew it, and it was surprisingly robust, a friend told me, and then I'm like, fuck, I'm doing this. Like,
who told you it was robust?
It was Amy Mann.
That's a good friend.
It's very robust.
Yes. It is robust.
Very robust.
Thank you.
Is right,
thank
as
you.
Usual. And
yeah.
Man's right.
It's a nice mustache.
One is the loneliest number. She was right about that. And then she was right about my mustache.
And she's also a huge boxing fan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we actually became really close because I told her about the gym that I go to, and she started training there as well. I've been to see fights with her in Vegas and downtown.
Yeah, if you hear her beautiful songs, you might stereotype her as like a gentle soul. And she might be, but she also likes boxing.
She likes boxing. How about MMA? Do you go to MMA fights?
I love MMA. The fan base is atrocious. Like, it is
really?
A douchey, as you would assume. It's like the most horrible fucking dregs of society, you know. And even in the past couple of years, it's gotten more and more right-wing to the point where they're almost, like, courting that fan base, and it's
well,
upsetting.
Dana White is definitely probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That, right? Hey, it's not Dana Black.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because like a lot of times you know the athletes in the sport itself is really exciting and heroic and admirable and so many great human stories unfolding and it's high stakes and fun to watch and then you know you got to hear some guy spout off about Trump afterwards and
really somebody will
yeah
like who like an announcer or something
no like
Kid Rock's there
they're pretty Kid Rock was there with Donald Trump.
Oh, that was
I saw that.
Ago.
Yeah, they showed
Bill
up.
Bill Burr's
together.
Wife flipped him off.
That's right. Yeah.
Way. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bill Burr had such a good line about it. He's like, all these people who are like, fuck your feelings, I'll just fucking melt emotionally when someone does anything remotely, you know, negative towards the president. Like,
yeah.
They can all dish it out and just can't take it.
Yeah. Well, he's everybody's hero right now, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah, and like Joe Rogan. I definitely saw Joe Rogan come out with Kid Rock. And Trump.
Right, yeah.
That said, I have...
Pretty cool scene.
I have some friends who enjoy MMA who are not douchebags.
In addition to myself?
Sure.
I'll watch the highlights.
Sure, I'll put you in that group.
After a match, I'll watch the the snapping legs. Then I'll watch it like 50 times and be like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. It gets harder and harder to watch for various reasons, but I'm still a fan.
Well, you can feel the pain that they're feeling, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know how bad that shit hurts.
I mean, to a certain degree. I've never been, like, head-kicked in front of a national viewing audience, thankfully. But,
One of the craziest things ever happened this NFL season when Aaron Rodgers, his Achilles tendon popped and snapped in half.
Mm-hmm.
And his face, like, barely changed. Like, watching that guy's Achilles tendon snap, he's just, like, barely registering. Like, he's kind of like, ugh. Damn, this kind of hurts. Like, it's supposed to be one of the most painful things that can happen. Even.
He was like a mosquito bite or something to him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dummy too, though, right?
He's got really cool opinions. Some of the coolest opinions. No, he's
like
he's
an anti-vaxxer kind of right? Wasn't that his stuff?
He's like the kind of guy who's like a total sucker, but never will ever realize it. Like, he'll just be like, "You guys, it's funny how you're wrong," and just like walk off a cliff or something.
It's like
just a sad dude.
It's a powerful feeling to think you know better than people and.
Speaking
you
of
figured it out.
Sad things. We're driving by the ranch lot, completely scraped. The R.I.P. Ranch. Yeah, so Whoa. Many fun memories.
Is that right? Oh, did it burn or something?
Well, no, they're tearing it down to build sound stages.
Oh, well, you know.
I picketed here. Very sad. Like, all those old sets.
And... A lady just got up, and I was kind of surprised that John didn't go, oh, holy shit, or something.
Well, because she wasn't a bodybuilder tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't your type. She's just like a pretty lady.
That's all I needed.
Okay. What?
No, no. Good.
This is the part where it's a little harder to listen, but I like it. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, this is good feedback.
By the way, I just want to call
Kevin's
out...
saying that this is his least favorite part of the podcast.
Oh, I think, look, sometimes you get only get tall John, or you get regular John, or you hear the pastor, you hear like the...
Victor Shoe Repair. I've had some backpacks repaired here, but they also have... It's the best place to get a key made. Home Depot will give you a key and it won't fit. Victor's Shoe Repair will make you a key that will always work.
Really?
Yep. Gotta go to Baller Hardware for a good key. Let's
Wow. Wow. What a time to be alive.
Add that. See, we're not gonna make a mistake and not film it. Hell yeah.
What do we got going on there, John?
Peanut butter. Creamy peanut butter.
Disgusting.
Wait, John. Yes, sir?
I feel like there's like a really dumb bit. Oh, wow.
All right, we're setting up a dumb bit.
Hold on, let me... Here, like, hold it, like, right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then, yeah, okay.
I got peanut butter. What do you get, Kevin?
Hand sanitizer.
So you have to, like...
And it's also great, like, say you don't want to buy a whole bag of sour gummies, you can just get like one.
Yeah.
Nah. Would you mind terribly taking our picture?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay,
well,
thanks.
We'll do this first, and then
yeah, of course.
Yeah, money first.
Business.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Good to pay you first.
A podcast come in questions. Here for a photo.
Yeah.
Don't pay.
Probably get the munchies in the background. We'll be holding up our dumb.
Yeah. Like, sounds good.
Dumb. All right. Get the middle.
Go right.
Or yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Get the munchies in the background.
Yeah, sure. Awesome. I took a few.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you.
I don't know, and I don't know what low carb is. Like, they didn't have a percentage or anything, but look, I'm like, you know, I'll try it.
I will say this. Kevin got a very reasonable adult size, small, and that's like filled mine up like a fucking pig.
I filled mine up like a pig, but I've never been there.
You didn't know what to make of it.
You got that peanut butter. I got part chocolate, part toasty marshmallow.
Nice.
Yogurt. Right. And then graham cracker crust. Graham cracker dust on top.
Very nice.
Really good.
Daily, I don't know if you've noticed, but
The
last few podcasts, whenever I offer to stop, I always like throw out Froyo as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Finally came true.
This is the first?
I think so.
Is Froyo one of your joints?
I love Froyo. It? I used to go to Froyo Life all the time on Hillhurst.
Is that the half price one?
No.
There was like one on there that was like, I think it was like discount. It was like half price yogurt, it was called around there.
Weird. I never saw that, but Froyo Life got torn down and now it's the Cedars Minute Clinic. So it's probably better for the neighborhood.
Hmm. Right.
But I miss it.
But you guys have done what, like coffee? You've done boba at least once.
Well, just once.
Shooting the Metastraws at cars, I remember. Very,
God, that was
very
so
entertaining.
Fun. Those guys really taught me how to live.
You can't attack anyone with frozen yogurt, but
shout out
it's
to
delicious.
Noah Garfinkel and Joe Mandy.
We
crushed it with those guys.
And they taught me how to do that. But you could do that. You could like flip like a. You can attack someone with the yogurt.
You could.
Someone down the wrong pipe.
Spitting a boba ball out of one of those thick-ass straws is just fucking something every teenager should try.
Yeah. Wait, so how do we bypass this upcoming potential, right?
Oh, easily, Kevin. Don't dock yourself.
I'm going to guess three lefts.
That's a pretty good guess.
Three lefts?
Yeah, or not one. Yeah, no, four, no.
We're going to take left here.
No, that wouldn't do it.
Watch this. Never turned left here before.
This is a real behind the scenes.
I don't know if you know this, but we don't fuck around.
I do, sometimes, but not right now.
No.
Not when it comes to turning.
You're driving and eating froyo, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm calling the fucking cops.
This has been, wow, what's this guy doing?
Post froyo, this podcast is really heated up.
That guy was
we're really, it feels like it's still a show, you know?
That guy was mad that he didn't know I was coming, and then he acted like I was doing something wrong. Like, all right, go ahead.
Driving down this public street, yeah.
At 22 miles an hour, I might add.
I don't like that when the crosswalk guy gives like the go, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll go.
We know.
That's yeah. Like, yeah, it's like TSA people being like, all right.
Yeah.
You need to be stressed right now.
Like they love yelling it.
Why the fuck did you take your shoes off? We're not doing that today.
Laptop, sweatshirt. Yeah, it's always a little
laptop,
different.
Laptop, sweatshirt. Like you're an asshole. Hey, man, yeah. Did you take your belt off? I did, sir. Thank you so much. There must be part of the program for them to be aggro, right?
Oh, man.
You know my friend Jody, right, Kevin?
I do.
We went to Portland to see a friend's son graduate high school. Because we're good people.
Great. Goodness.
And we went through TSA, and they're like, you got to take your belt off to my friend Jody. And he did, and like, basically his pants fell off. And they're like, oh, hold your pants up. It's like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
The belt's there. So the pants don't fall down.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what belts are for. You know the role it was providing here.
Yeah, TSA is garbage. Hot garbage.
TSA is hot garbage. Give me a break. Here's when they're aggressive to me, here's what I do. I go, okay, let's go easy, buddy. All right.
I like that. It's a calming tone, but it lets it know also that you know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm like, I know it's your job, but you basically like work at McDonald's, but you have a gun.
Yeah,
is that bad? Is that classist? I'm sorry.
I'll say that further to them. But.
I'll go further. I'll say it's like giving a sheriff's badge to a 7-year-old and be like, you're keeping us safe.
Yeah.
Because they're all stupid and they've never done anything good once.
And they're screaming. They're screaming at you.
Some of them are nice.
Some of them are nice. Some of them make fun of it. Some of them are chipper.
It's the aggro ones.
It's got to be a hard job. But on the other hand, like, I've never encountered a nice one. Whereas, like, sometimes when you're going through, I don't know if the same department, I've had some good interactions with the guy you have to show, or the woman you have to show your ID to.
Yeah, that person's great.
Yeah. Have a good day, blah, 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 go this way. And then as soon as you get past it, it's just like screaming, barking. It's just like you're delousing in a fucking prison or something. Like you're spreading your cheeks. And
all they
Whoa,
do is...
all right. You went into a lot of detail.
It was like June 1994 again, and, you know, that horrible day.
Wait, what happened then?
No, nothing. I was in jail. For the bit I was doing that didn't live.
Okay, I understand. Good.
Wait a minute. Where are we?
We can go... Yeah, you can go left here.
This is where I want Gloria to go to school, by the way.
I think this is where someone we know's kid used to go, not the doc.
Still goes, and that's why we want ours to go. They say good things about their kid's experience.
Are we going to have to do a shady thing where you list my house as your residence? And
No. Okay. If you work in Burbank, you're allowed to apply to
shady.
Burbank schools.
Oh, I know.
Because enrollment's down. I think because of COVID and stuff, so.
Now, Kevin, tell us your favorite Two Johns episode. Besides this one.
I mean, it's going to be this one. I liked the John Hamm one. Very charismatic, bouncy fellow. Mm-hmm. I will say, a very good friend of mine, Emily Altman, I enjoyed her episode because I thought she was very funny and really delivered everything you want from a guest.
She's great.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite episode? Kulops?
It was just so much about her and what her favorite drive was and what her experience, you know, like, let the host talk.
We might not have been asking about drives in those days.
I don't think we asked about drives, but Kulop, we got pressed for that one because we got into a altercation.
Oh, that's the one with the car accident one,
got
right?
Got into like a kind of a weird car accident where it wasn't that bad, but we chased down the guy. And he was scary.
The window incident, right? The side window incident?
The mirrors, it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kulop is exactly who you want. No offense to you, even though you're a former fighter, Kevin, but Kulop is really who you want. Because no one's going to think, oh, she can do something. She could kick me in the head if she wanted to. She could.
She's very
So what's your first move when someone attacks you? If somebody attacks you on the street, like, what's your... You don't want to get into the fight, right?
I think you go... I mean, it depends. Like, as an adult, I would go, I would happily run or get out of it in any way I could.
Right.
But if not, like,
you're
know.
Cornered.
I would go, Yeah, you gotta. I would go punch you in the face.
Punch him in the face.
Yeah.
In the nose?
No, I would try to hit the jaw.
Mm. You try to hit the jaw to knock him out?
Yes.
Right.
With, with your fist?
Yeah.
And, like, that's a swing, like, from the right side.
One on my moves?
Well, it would be a left hook from that side. Like, so it would hit them on the right side, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But again, I'm not a tough guy. I'm just saying that's what I would attempt, and maybe it would go well, and maybe not.
Well, I haven't thrown a punch since I was 4 years old.
Well,
but my move is this. I come up with my hands up.
Your mom never touched you again, though, right?
And just being like, hey, man, we don't have to do this. And then, boom.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Shit.
That's a good one. Or like a takedown. You don't have to be a wrestler to like know how to like single leg someone. I feel like if you
just
take someone down and
leg.
Get on top. Yeah. And then like get on top. It's like you're going to be in good shape.
My once a week trainer thinks so little of me that he's like, listen, just kick him in the groin. I'm like, that's what women do. I'm a big man.
I have done that in fights, though.
Yeah.
Like in high school, and it works really well.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
and everything
shut it
else
right
does.
Down.
And I've been hitting the balls, and it's like you're just taking punches because you're like, you're in so much pain, but you have to like instinctively huddle up that you're like,
right.
This is horrible.
Yeah, if we really like were trying to kill, like, you could go for the eyeballs.
Yes.
You could go for the testicles. Yeah, go for the testes.
Even like a finger, like I had a fight where it's like if you just grab someone's finger and you bend it back, like if you're just getting fucked, if you can do that, it's like that, everything else goes away. They just will stop what they're doing.
Yeah.
And like start screaming.
All right, so.
And then you can elbow them in the head.
Audience, if you get into a fight, take Kevin's many points of advice.
And read his book that I'll never read, Punching Tom Hanks.
Punching Tom Hanks.
One day I'm going to read it and you'll be so happy.
Did Tom Hanks approve of... Did you ask him for approval?
We did not, but someone mentioned it to him at like a press junket for that Scooter movie he was doing. Larry Crown.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He played along and was very sort of animated about, like,
It's
know.
About what?
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God, Tom Hanks.
Oh, man, well, I guess I made it. Punching Tom Hanks.
He can
Hanks.
Do all
Gee
the
whiz.
Toms. Petty, Hanks.
Oh, my God, it's a Tom Festival in here.
Can you do Sizemore?
Sizemore. Yeah, Sizemore. What's he say? I don't know. He's
gruff, grizzled.
He's a bad dude.
Your friend Tom who pulled his eyebrows?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do him?
Tom Cruise?
John has a friend named Tom.
Tom Vise.
Yeah. Do you still keep the old brass knucks, speaking of fights, in the van or no?
Oh, yeah. We
remember
found
in early episodes?
Yeah.
It should be back there. Are they?
I'm not finding them.
Maybe they're done in there.
Oh, no. Gloria's got them.
There's some ultra brass knuckles on TikTok. Like, it's like, you thought you had brass knuckles. Look at this shit. And it's just like four knives or whatever.
There's some scary shit out there.
Who found those brass knuckles? Do you remember, John?
I thought I found them. I reached down and I was like, what is this? Because they're weird too. It's just two knuckles, right?
Yeah, a little more discreet, a little bit more of an elegant, a little bit more of a gentleman's helper.
A knuckle duster?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, bring around a weapon. That's another good way to.
That's a huge one.
Show a gun.
Exactly. Flash a little gun.
First, have a gun.
Yeah.
In the packet.
There's also, in high school, people would say, have like a roll of quarters. I was like, what is a roll of quarters?
A roll of quarters or 80s. Anything in your hand, like even like a small rock, anything that keeps your fist like a solid object so the bones don't break so it collapses.
Yeah. I tell girls that's a roll of quarters.
Whoa.
Don't worry about it.
Wait a minute.
That's a roll of quarters.
Roll of dimes, maybe.
Oh, come off.
And on that note,
I have a giant cock.
Kevin Sesha, everyone.
Ladies and also gentlemen? The Great North, Sundays on Fox.
I was just gonna ask.
All episodes on Hulu.
Also, I am on the Great North this season as a character named Miami.
Oh, I love Miami.
I would love to.
What's your character like?
For you all to watch that. He's a male. He's an adult entertainer.
Ooh.
Merman themed. Male entertainment, Magic Mike style stuff.
And you killed it. You were hilarious.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My episode airs this Sunday. I don't know if this will be up before then. Probably not. But
we gotta
available
have,
on Hulu.
We got to have Wendy anytime. And Lizzie.
Yes, Wendy wants to do it.
We should have Wendy and Lizzie and just shelve this one until that one airs and then...
Yeah, when do we want this to come?
I like to tease my friend Kevin. Thank you so much for doing this, Kevin.
Thank you so much. This was as exciting as I hoped it would be.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned this at lunch the other day.